Bonjour from Cannes, France. I'm John Broadbooks, Vice President of Communications for Illinois Realtors, and we're here at the largest real estate trade show, one of the largest in the world, called MIPIM. This is Illinois Realtors' fifth year attending the event, and with me today are Illinois Realtors President-elect Ed Neves and Illinois Realtors CEO Gary Clayton. Ed and Gary are going to join me here at the NAR Pavilion here at MIPIM, which is, by the way, the home away from home for a multitude of realtor associations for the week. This is Ed's first time. Gary's been here all 5 years, the association has taken part in the conference. So welcome, Ed and Gary.
Hello, John.
Thank you.
Gary, how did the association first get interested in having members attend this conference?
First, we adopted economic development as one of our core principles. And then secondly, when Global really heated up from the National Association, it was a decision to participate where Illinois could be in a global market.
I'm just curious, Ed, what does Illinois Realtors, what do you think they really get out of sending members to this show?
Well, John, we're here in the National Association of Realtors area of this huge, huge conference. But why we're here is, you know, Illinois is vital to the economy of the United States, even though we living in Illinois may have our own interpretation. But on the global stage, Illinois is a major, major player because of transportation, economics, and all the other factors. And we have a contingent of 12 to 15 realtors here that will be manning the booth representing Illinois throughout the conference. And the players on the international stage look to Illinois to locate business. It's in the best interest of the state. It's in the best interest of economic development. It's in the best interest of our local realtors to bring new jobs to Illinois. That's the main purpose to be here.
Gary, you mentioned that economic development is sort of one of our core principles here at Illinois Realtors. This isn't the only international event that we're involved with. There's also one that I understand has to do with a trade mission to Japan.
Sure, we've been involved with the Midwest governors and Japan relationship, and that's a relationship that goes back in a formal sense to Governor Thompson. And one of the things that with Intersect Illinois, another quasi-governmental economic development program that we participate with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Opportunity, Economic Opportunity. We've been on other missions as well, with trade missions. So it's in the wheelhouse of what we do. It's relationships at an organizational level and at an individual level.
So Ed, you mentioned a little bit that this does help with economic development for the state. I mean, we're serving a dual purpose. Obviously, we want to help realtors better understand the global market. But in terms of the state, we work very closely with Intersect Illinois, for example. Talk to me about what we get out of that.
Well, in the meetings coming up to this conference, where we had some pre-conference meetings, the participants from previous years discussed their successes and where they're at right now. Several of the realtors from Illinois are currently working on multi-million dollar transactions in the Chicago area, in northern Illinois, that will bring the foreign investment to our state. What's important about that is with economic development, the more jobs that come into Illinois, the more revenue that comes into Illinois, those people need housing. So it directly affects the local realtor at the local level if she or he can sell a property to one of these workers from these companies. But as far as economic development, it can't be a better engine. We're sitting here, 25% of all U.S. freight traffic moves through Chicago. We have this presentation that you put together for the conference that really tells the story about Illinois. And as I said earlier, once you get outside the state, people can have their own opinions inside the state. But on the global market, as Gary was talking about, Illinois is a very, very attractive location for new business.
So, Gary, one thing that we did over the years is we've brought a lot more people to this event. In fact, I think we probably have the largest delegation. I haven't done a head count this year, but I'm guessing we're still there as one of the largest state delegations. Talk to me about this stipend program we use to get people to come over.
Leadership made a change a few years ago. We used to bring all of leadership, elected leadership here, and it was where we'd have continuity over time. But what we found is that we needed to broaden the base. So we limited the number of our official leadership delegation to just, in this case, Ed, the president-elect. And we then used those funds that we had previously allocated and spread them where we would give a stipend to members that would be willing to pay their way here, their housing, and their registration. So it's a small amount, but it's a pretty symbolic amount that we're supporting our members as they come to this conference and help us promote Illinois.
Now, we did something different, too. This is the second year, I believe, of the stipend program, but this year, I believe, we also, for people who wanted to return, because this conference, I believe, is sort of built on return relationships, we have sort of a buddy system set up, and we really try to encourage people to come back the second time, right?
Last year, you're correct, this is the first year, and what we did is had first-year stipend recipients eligible for a second year, and then a new year, 2019, and then we said and divided those up where they would either work the booth together or just learn from the experience where when you walk into this massive hall that you have an understanding of what to do and the relationship as well as the personal side of travel.
So Ed, this is your first time here and you've had all of probably about an hour and a half so far to really internalize this. What are your initial impressions?
This is a huge show, extremely large, but very professional. These booth spaces, I mean, I've been to a lot of trade shows with different industries in my background, but just the initial look of this and the feel of this, you have countries here that have scale models of downtowns and cities, and just the magnitude of the conference is overwhelming. So it's a different feel. It's a very, very professional feel, so that you know that you're here to get information and treat it professionally.
And Gary, as somebody who is now a grizzled veteran with 5 years, I don't know if it's grizzled, but you know, what are your impressions? I mean, what do you see year after year that just sort of strikes you?
I think the key that I see is the returns, the continuity, because this is an industry, particularly the commercial side, the investment side, that understand relationships. Relationships take time, and it's a trust and it's a knowledge. So what I see is a lot of the familiar faces and a lot of familiar booths and representation of countries and cities, but they obviously are in it for the long haul and they understand that they're not going to potentially have an immediate reaction or transaction, but in time they will.
Well, Ed and Gary, I want to thank you so much for being here at the booth and talking with me today about this important part of what Illinois Realtors is doing for global programming. And we're going to be back tomorrow with day two of MIPIM, and we're going to be talking to some other Illinois Realtors who've made several trips to the conference and learn how it's really helped build their global business. And then we're going to round this out on Thursday with a number of people who are first-timers, just like you, Ed. So maybe they can talk a little bit about the experience, what people need to know if they want to come back for this in 2020, I guess. This is the 30th year for MIPIM, so this has been going on a long time. So we've had a presence here for a fraction of it, but it is a growing presence. So Illinois Realtors realizes that the new local is global, and the association has programming and a special committee set up to help our members learn just how interconnected real estate market is. Go to our website, illinoisrealtors.org/global, to learn more. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Ed. We'll be back tomorrow.